Producers and directors can now draw on astoundingly sophisticated computer-generated effects. Except for the actor who played Mowgli, The Jungle Book was entirely digital. The authentically lush rainforest and convincing animals earned an Oscar. Jon Favreau, the director, will apply the same techniques to The Lion King. "We can put any animal next to a real one and not be able to tell the difference," claims Richard Stammers, the visual effects supervisor on Dumbo. The animators size up muscle, the wrinkles of skin, and the movement of fur. Lacking an airborne elephant to copy, researchers studied the physics of large birds. For imaginary creatures, such as the beast, animators use the latest motion capture technology, which tracks actors' movements and facial expressions and then transposes them onto digital figures. The uncanny realism instills a sense of wonder of its own. These revamps are not the only way Disney is ransacking its canon. In 2018, it released Mary Poppins Returns, and a film about Christopher Robin, a pal of Winnie the Pooh's. Cruella de Vil, Rose Red, Snow White's sister, Tinkerbell, and Prince Charming are all in line for their own movies. Fears that Disney would tarnish its family heirlooms with these do-overs and spin-offs seem to have been unfounded. On Rotten Tomatoes, a review aggregator site, audiences give The Jungle Book an 86% approval rating, a similar score to the originals, as is that of the new Cinderella. Still, Mr. Katzenberg's insistence on fresh, new stories has not been wholly discredited. There are only so many venerable cartoons to revisit, and the exciting novelty of seeing real actors and realistic animals breathe life into fantastical yarns may fade. Franchise apathy has already struck. Solo, a Star Wars story, 2018, received decent reviews but failed to break even. The circle of live-action films may yet turn out to be a wheel of fortune.